Crayfish. Crayfish aren't a fish at all. They're a crustacean, like a mini lobster. Except they don't live in the sea, but dwell in freshwater rivers and lakes, shuffling along the pebbles at the bottom, clambering over stones and through debris. They're odd-looking things, or at least they're unfamiliar to us. Their hard outer shell is a greyish-brown colour, so they blend well with the rivers and lakes where they dwell. They have a front-loaded body with great big front claws, powerful tools for catching their prey in the underwater world. Crayfish are an opportunistic predator, living on freshwater bugs like water beetles, water snails, and sometimes tadpoles. They also enjoy some greens alongside their protein, so they nibble on green aquatic plants too. In turn, they are a tasty staple for a range of animals. Otters, in particular, eat a lot of crayfish. Some studies have shown that where crayfish are plentiful, they make up the bulk of an otter's diet. Fish such as trout, eel, and perch are also keen on crayfish. The hard exoskeleton doesn't seem to deter them from chomping through a crunchy crayfish. Apparently, even heron and other large birds will happily feast on them. Clearly, these funny-looking creatures eat all manner of smaller things, and a whole suite of watery animals eat them. They are a key part of our freshwater food chains. Lots of things depend on them. So much so that they're known as a keystone species in our rivers and lakes. If they go, the effects of their loss would ricochet through the entire aquatic ecosystem. But the funny thing is that they weren't always here. It seems that crayfish never managed to make it to Ireland on their own stead. They're native across Europe and in Britain too. But it seems they were too slow to make it across the land bridge from Britain before sea levels rose some 10,000 years ago. So when did our crayfish come to Ireland, and where did they come from? The assumption was always that they were brought in from Britain, but the most obvious explanation isn't always the right one. Recent investigations into the genetics of our crayfish tell another story. Irish crayfish populations are genetically identical to those of Western France. We also know that French Catholics came and colonised Ireland in 1100, before the Norman invasion. As well as religion, the French colonists brought new techniques of farming and food production, and it seems that they brought crayfish too. The new arrivals established Cistercian monasteries. These had new approaches to farming. One of the new techniques they brought was fish farming. Special fish ponds were built, and some of these contained crayfish, brought over from Western France. Crayfish were then, and are still now, a popular food in many places. Once the crayfish escaped into the wild, they fitted right in with our native ecosystems. They bred successfully. They found suitable food and good supply, and in turn provided sustenance for native wildlife, like otters and herons. Before long, they became an essential element in our lowland rivers and lakes. While it's often the case that a new arrival wreaks havoc in an ecosystem, there are clearly instances when a new arrival fits in so well that it soon becomes hard to imagine how life went on without them. So it is with our crayfish. Now, European populations of crayfish are facing extinction from pollution and crayfish plague. And Ireland, posted out on the edge of Europe, is one of their last strongholds. We have become a beacon of hope for the survival of this species. Its main threat is the crayfish plague, a parasitic fungus that wipes out crayfish populations almost overnight. The plague can be inadvertently transferred from one catchment to another by way of boats or fishing gear, and once it gets into a river, it spreads quickly. Crayfish plague has started to creep into Ireland too. An outbreak killed off the whole population in one river in County Cavan in 2015. Another outbreak in 2017 killed off many of the crayfish in the rivers of the southeast. But there was a quick response. The plague was contained, and populations may yet recover in time. Now, in August, baby crayfish have just hatched. And for the first few weeks, at least, they cling on to their mum. With all the threats facing this ancient invertebrate, and all the value they have in the life of our aquatic ecosystems, I do hope that we can stave off the worst fate, and that the baby crayfish that are beginning to fledge just now will be able to thrive in our rivers for generations to come.